is John.
Hey, John, it's Gabe. What's up, man?
What's up, motherfucker?
How you been, man?
Doing good, dude. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Good, man. Can't complain.
Yeah. What, see, you're still there, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, definitely, man. What's up, are you over at Ascentium, or...?
Yeah. I've been here since March. Yeah. Well, since I left. Yeah.
How's it going?
It's so smart, dude, because it's like I literally haven't done one working cap deal, so it's all equipment financing. And I had to build my own, get all my own dealers and vendors, and it takes time, but
yeah.
You know, once you have that, like I have probably like 8 to 10 vendors, and they're sending between 20 and 30 apps a month, and
that's good.
Six and eight deals. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah.
What's up? How's it? You see Kyle, man? What's up with Kyle?
Yeah, every so often. We live in the same city, but he's just trying to figure his shit out, you know?
Yeah, dude, I freaking miss you guys, dude. It's like all different people here now. Crazy.
Dude, I think you and Nicole are the only ones left, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, Ruben and DK, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
So what's
cool,
up with you, man? Are you building up equipment stuff or mostly working cap? What's the...
Mostly? I would say mostly working capital, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what... Because I got an equipment deal, and I tried to feed Sanders, but... As you know, he's a fucking raging alcoholic, so I can't depend on him when I refer him a customer. And right now I'm working on a customer that I had at Cardiff back in June who stayed loyal with me, but I'm having a hard time getting her approved for equipment financing. It's only like $9,000, but with the Ascentium, if it doesn't get approved with us, I don't
right.
have 8 other banks I can go to.
Yeah. Why didn't she get approved there? What's the issue with their file?
What they're saying in their score, it's husband wife. Her score is like 690, her credit score with comparable. And his score is like 650. The problem is they're young. So the credit profile is only 2 years. Hers is 2014. His is 2012. So their credit profile's new, but here's the thing. They have 400K gross sales in the year since they started the business. So from like July of last year to July, August of this year, they did 400K.
Yeah, that's super good for us starting off. What kind of business?
The pizza joint.
Okay.
So yeah, it's real good. They got investors. They were able to get some shit, but now they need a new oven and a new mixer. So I'm working on some stuff on my end, but I wanted to see who you guys still had for, like startup equipment, $10,000, that sort of thing. Nicole says she's going on vacation tomorrow for 2 weeks, so I need somebody that can kind of hop on it and hold her hand. And I should know by today or tomorrow if I'm able to do anything for her or not, but I want somebody to be able to jump right in and help her out.
Yeah, for sure. Of course. I have time, so I'm not too busy. But yeah, just let me know, man, if you send it over. Do you want to just wait? I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
She's in CNET, because, like I said, she was a customer of mine there. So, what I can do is wait. I just got our bank statements today. Decent bank statements, like $20,000 a month on average, $22,000 ending balances. So I'm going to see what my underwriters say, and then I should know something tomorrow, and then if need be, I'll just say, hey, my colleague that does restaurant financing, he's going to call you, and then you can take it from there, but I'll set it up pretty good for you.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. That sounds good.
So, How's everything else, man? Are you getting is it self-generated leads, or are you getting your own shit?
I was actually gone for a little while, and then I came back actually recently. But I've been calling a lot of old customers and mostly getting deals from that right now, to be honest with you.
Like renewals, or maybe people that just wasn't good timing for them.
Yeah.
And now they're ready.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's going good. It's good to be back, and yeah, it's crazy.
What happened, dude? Everything okay with your family, or?
Yeah, I'm sure. Did you talk to Nick at all?
Yeah, but it hasn't been for a while, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Something with your brother? Or?
Yeah. My brother got super sick, and just I had a bunch of family and shit going on, so I had left for a little while, and then I ended up coming back this last on the first actually of the month. So I've only been back for a few weeks, but it's good to be back, man, feeling like my old self.
How long were you gone for?
A few months, dude, a while. And then I was going to come back, and just a bunch of shit, kind of just a bunch of shit that all happened at once.
You chick, or?
I don't, I've been seeing a different girl. I don't know if you, Lucia, I think that was after you left I started seeing this girl.
Oh.
But, so I've been seeing this girl, Lucia, for 6 months. What's up, how's the wifey?
Good, man. It's it's different working from home every day. You gotta figure out things to change things up and get different scenery and whatnot. So, but I mean that's been the beauty of it, right? I get up, have my breakfast, cup of coffee, and go to my office whenever,
Yeah, that's probably nice, man.
Not having to commute and all that good shit.
Are you ever down in San Diego?
Yeah, maybe once a month. I have, Miramar Bobcat, actually right there.
Yeah,
they're one of my vendors. I just did a $30,000 Bobcat for them last week.
Nice, man. Hell yeah.
So,
how are the rates? How are the rates for you guys?
They're all right. I mean, I got to fight for it, and that's the thing. Everything I send in, it basically gets declined, and then I go back and say, okay, this is why it should get approved. Can we take another look at it? And we use FinPak as our kind of subprime.
Gotcha.
So I do a few deals with them each month, titled vehicles and shit like that. That's really where I went into was machinery and title, just because I knew it so well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you used to sell cars, right?
Yeah. So we have a good lease that starts off in 5.5% with a 10-20% buyout, and we have a good EFA where my rates start at 8%, and my dealers can buy that down from there. But the CalCat program is where the money's at, and I don't know why Cardiff doesn't do it.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly, dude. I didn't either. But I'm getting fucking tier one approvals with these first time starter owner operator guys buying semi trucks, sleepers, 11% buy rates for 60 months through the because California will back the loan if they default because they want to get the newer trucks on the road. No bank is doing it, and it's fucking stupid. I'm doing two or three of these deals a month.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to look into that.
Dude, I don't know who's doing. I don't think anybody there is really doing any trucking loans, but it's a huge market, man. Huge market.
Yeah, I bet. But yeah, hey, if you're ever down in San Diego, man, you still have my number. You should hit me up. We'll grab a drink or something. I'd be down.
Yeah, I do.
Bring Kyle down here too. We'll all meet up, and I'd be super down.
What side of the wall are you on?
I'm actually, I'm one seat over. I'm across from where your old desk is, one seat over.
Against the wall?
In front of you, where you used to be.
who is there anybody behind where I used to be or no?
Yeah, there's
new somebody new?
I think he might have been here when you were here. Yeah, Zach.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't over yet, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So where's Ruben's not really doing any managing anymore, right? He's just doing his own deals.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. He still helps me.
BK.
He still helps me on all my equipment. Yeah, he's still doing the same thing, kind of just like managing everyone. Closing a bunch
is
of
there
closing
new What's hires that? Still? Is there is Cardiff still hiring people or
Yeah.
With all the people they bring in.
They're still hiring people. It's kind of the same. It's kind of the same as when you were here, you know.
They're keeping like 4 to 6 guys separate from everybody else, or is everybody together?
It's kind of more everyone together now. Actually, it's a little different. Yeah,
it's getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of inbounds.
I was, since I, like I said, I've only been back for like a little bit, so not really right now, but like, I was like a few months back. Well, I'm hoping to get back to that point, but I just, I'm sending docs out today on a small loan, just trying to get like back up in the mix, really.
Yeah, are you guys using Ascendium still?
I honestly don't know. I know I funded a loan back with them in June. I think 75K, but yeah, I haven't seen any of my recent submissions. I haven't seen go there, to my knowledge. But there's like a bunch of new lenders and like Winset. You know, Winset is like out of business now.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I used to love going through Winset, like best fun, like most smoothest funding like possible. But yeah, they're out of business. I guess a bunch of people
That's
were stacking
crazy.
It. They're getting stacked a bunch, and yeah, I was shocked when I heard that when I came back.
That is insane, dude.
I literally
had no idea. Did you talk to Sandra still?
Yeah, I talked to him like
that much.
I haven't seen him in a while, but I do talk to him. I talked to him here and then. Like he texted me like a couple weeks back. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing too good with this 1099 work from home thing.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of talked to him a little bit about it, but not much. I see his like notes in the computer sometimes.
Yeah. Well, shit,
yeah,
man. I'll let you get off so you can grind out some calls. But, I will keep you updated for sure. Like I said, I should know tomorrow. And then what I'll do is I'll just text you the info. You can look it up in the CNET and then have it put in your name or whatnot and see what we can do from there.
Yeah, it sounds good, man. That sounds good. Yeah, just text me and let me know either way. And yeah. Next time you're down here, man,
sure.
we'll grab a drink or something. Hit me up.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
We'll meet up with...
I miss you guys.
Yeah, dude. Same, man. We'll meet up with Nick, too. We'll all get together or something.
Yeah, lunch on Cardiff, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, man, just let me know. Shoot me a text.
All right, brother. I will talk to you soon, man.
Cool. Yeah, nice talking to you, man. We'll talk soon, John. I'll see you, brother. Take care, man.
Later.